Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Samach. We're holding the fifth line from the top of the Yomid. As you recall already yesterday, we had a couple of dialogues or discussions between the Kaiser and the Bishua ben Hananiah. This is not the only time we find it in Shas. In other places, in Sechtes Tanis, for instance, we also find that the Kaiser and Bishua ben Hananiah had a relationship. And the evidence of Bishua ben Hananiah stems from Yeshua in the Mishnah. Yeshua ben Hananiah. Anyway, so what was the discussion? Amalei Kaiser le Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah, Daf Samach Umar Aleph, the 50 Shira Tanoi. But Ina de Itzvis le Nehama le the Kaicha. Says the Kaiser, I would like to go and prepare a meal for your God. See the top Rashi says, the Itzvis le Nehama, ask and le Sida. I'd like to go and give a Sida, so the Haidah give a Shafa for the Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei, he told him, le Matzis. Impossible. So he asked him, Amai, what's wrong? What's the problem? Nefishe chilvase. Because you have no idea, he has a huge, huge number. The word chilvase in English is legions, which means he has a lot of household people he has to take care of. Not only all of the soldiers, all of his maluchim, upstairs in Shemayim. You think the Rebbe Yishlan comes to a seder all by himself? He comes with thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of maluchim, srufim, mafani hakoidish. It's impossible to supply all of that. Omalei, the Kaiser said, Ibra, no, I can do it. You just tell me how, when, where, and I'm going to make a seder.
Ibra.
Ibra means indeed. Nine. I want to do it.
Actions are coming.
Omalei, so he told him, Poik,
Tzavis, that's the first time he said Ibra. He said it a few times with Ibra.
We had it a few times, yeah, but Ibra was in the Kaiser. So Zukti Muriat, Poich Tzubis Legida de Ravisa, de Ravicha Alma. I have a good idea. To go and serve the Masida, we need one of the largest wedding halls in the world, and there is no such thing. So instead, go to Gida. Gida, we should say Guda Mitavuv, but we pronounce it Gida Hasidish anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. The Guda means to the side, to the, like the riverside or the beach side, the Ravisa. Ravisa, says Rashi, is the name of a river. The Ravisa River. Go to the shores, go to the banks of the Ravisa River. The Ravich Alma, that's Zeya Zeya bright. Very, very wide, very long. You could fit there thousands and thousands. Okay, good idea. So the Kaiser went in Turach Shita Yarchi Kaita. For 6 months straight, he went and prepared a Tesidas Shloimei Bishatai. A huge, huge Suda. Usa Zika, and then after all of the 6 months of preparations, came a huge wind, and Kanshe Liyama went and swept it all into the Yam, meaning into the Ravisa River. Obviously, the Kaiser was not happy, but he said, I'm not done. We're going to try again. Torach Shita Yarchi Stav. And now for the next 6 months of winter, he did the same thing. He prepared a huge cedar. And guess what happens? At the end of the 6 months, Asa Mitra, a tremendous downpour came, and Tovei Biyama took all of the food, and it drowned into the water, into the sea, in the Ravisa River. As you can imagine, by this time, the Kaiser was a little bit disappointed. It was Omalei, so he said to Bishiva Hananiah, my hi, what happened? What was Geshen? Omalei said, it's very simple. Hani kinishui de zilichui de usi kameh. The first 6 months that you prepared, that was for the sweepers, like the street sweepers. They're the ones that took that seder. The final six, that was zlichui. Was then zlichui? So Rashi explains, like you have many times in Shas, that in the good old days when they used to go and sweep the floors, remember, they didn't have linoleum or carpets or marble like we have today, but most people's houses were dirt floors. So what they did was first they evened it all out, but then a lot of dust would come up, and to go and cause the dust to settle, they would go and sprinkle water. So he said that the zilichuit are the sprinklers. So he meant this, that the first 6 months you saw that the wind came and swept it away. That was the 6 months food for the kinishui. Kinishui means the sweepers. And this last 6 months, which was all thrown into the Yam as a result of the downpour, that's for those that are the sprinklers that sprinkle the water after the sweeping. So what you've done so far is you've satisfied two small groups of all of the Rabbeinu Shloim's Malachim upstairs in Shemayim, and then you got plenty more to go. Hani Kedishoi, Zlichui D'Usi Kamei. These were the meals that you prepared, were eaten and were taken by the sweepers and by the sprinklers. On Malay, says the Melech, Yehuchi Loi Matzina. I see there's no way I'm going to satisfy all of the different legions and Malachim up in Shemayim, so you know what? I'm just going to abandon the effort. So now that was until now the kites.
What's the pshat in Rashi to bring for Avna Liskabed Shom Chayuloisav? Who Liskabed Mebokon?
Which Rashi are you looking?
The second Rashi, the second line.
The Gide Dervisa, the Rviach Avna Liskabed Shom Chayuloisav. He's saying that the banks of the Revisa River are very, very huge. They're big, bigger than Times Square, bigger than anything.
Chayuloisav means what?
All of his chayul, was in chayalim.
When
he's kavun lemukim, she teiviach she let his boy. The kavuna of Reb Yeshia ben Chananya was that it should be a place where you'll have winds that are shoylit, and they will be able to go and push all of the meals into the yam. Like in fact, that's what happened right after 6 months. Kimen avint and threw everything into the yam.
Shoyl.
Berukim to you. Now we go to the next generation. And that is Umalei Bas Kaiser B'Shim Chananya. The Tochter ben Kaiser spoke to B'Shim Chananya. I mean, more in Masechtas Tanis, it said that B'Shim Chananya was a frequent flyer, the Beis HaMelech, by the Kaiser. So therefore, the whole household knew him, including the daughter of the Kaiser. And in fact, the Mura says that she asked B'Shim Chananya, an Aitza, and she said to him, B'Shim Chananya, because Rav Shimon Chananya was not a handsome individual. So Rav Shimon Chananya said, tell me, where does your father put all of his wine? He says, of course, so in, you know, the wooden casks, like you find it there in the cellar. Come on, that's for a regular person. For a person like your father, the king, you're going to put it in gold and silver. The kachab, and he put it in the gold and silver. And after that, about a month later, they came back and everything had turned to sour vinegar. So it's very good if you like vinegar for your salad dressing, but for wine and for kiddush, I'm sure you can't mix them because it was all spoiled. So then the father asked the daughter, who gave you this ridiculous aitzah? Rav Chananya. So they asked Rav Chananya, why did you give that aitzah? Just like you told me, you have the chokhma for eretz and a kli machor. Here too, you have this beautiful wine. You go and put it in the kli machor. That's how it keeps. You want to keep kiyama toira, learning. Don't spend so much time and effort on beautifying
yourself
and your looks. Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, so that was the story there with the paskei. So no chamasa. So the Bas Kaiser said, "Shimon Chananya, Alekeichon, your God Nagrahu is a carpenter. How do I know? This is the pusik. Hamekorev Amayim Ali Yosef. Now, Pushichat, the pusik is talking about that the Baruch Hu brings us rain from the clouds which are on in Shemayim. In fact, if you look at the Aleph, the Torah or Ashulim, Hamekorev Amayim Ali Yosef, Hasam Ovim Ruchuvay. Ovim Avada is referring to the cloud." What is Hamakar of Amayim Ali Yosef? The Kodesh Baruch Hu creates the word Hamakar is like making a roof, a koira. All the roofs were made out of koira, out of beams. So therefore, it's called the roof. Hamakar of Amayim up in Shemayim Ali Yosef, in the different levels, upstairs in Shemayim, he goes and makes roofs for the water, meaning for the clouds. So now I see from that that the Kodesh Baruch Hu creates all of these types of roofs. So Mizrach Zayin Anagri must be a carpenter. If that's the case, Eimalei Tima Toiva Reb Shuva Chananya, ask Kadosh Baruch Hu Dinavad Li Choda Misturisa. He should just make for me one reel. Reel is R-E-E-L. What does a reel mean? As we'll see in a moment, a reel is used, for instance, for those people that manufacture and spin thread. They make a spool of the thread by winding it around a reel. You have the same expression by those people that are fishermen, that they go and pull in the fish line, and they go and put it on a reel on a spool, and they wind it up. So here too, I'd like to have such a reel to be able to use. Omer, sir, Shuba Kanan, he said, L'chai, no, Adivils, he's in tight, I'll work it out. Boy Rachmi Allah, and he asked Akhir, the boy Rishon Rachmunis, the Inga, and she became a mitzvah as a result of being mitzvah, these olds, these itz, and these olds, these time, oisva b'shuka deroimi. So they went and placed her in the marketplace of Rome. The Havilah, Mr. Isa, and the Gabuam, whoever was in charge there of the Shuki Deroimi, gave her Taka such a reel. Why? The Havadahigi. That was the minig in Rome. They called the Minga Deroimi. Anybody that became a Metzaira in the town, in the city of Rome, Yahavalei, Mr. Isa, they would go and give him or her such a reel. The Yosef Ishuk and that individual sit there in the marketplace. The Susar Doiluli, and he would go and take the spools of thread that had just been spun and had just been manufactured, and they would put it around the Tubshutim over here in the Mepharshim, what it means to go and put it on a spool and wind it up, or Susa could be Pugfakert to unwind existing spools and put it on the reel. Why do people do that? So that people that are passing by in the shuk see, oi nebuch, their yingle, their maidle, their man, their fro, zitz nebuch in the gasin, and what do? The whole day they're busy with the thread, putting it on the reel, taking it off the reel, ay, rachmun, it's fun, nevoi rachmi alei, so that people should go and say tilim on that individual, so that they should lose the negatiraz and then be returned to society. So this happened for a while, it doesn't say how long, but Yom Echad, one day, Havakachula Fusam, he, Rabbi Shubat Chananya, is now walking down the street, and Havayasa, and he saw how Nebuch the Bas Kaiser, this is Nebuch the Bas from the Melech, from the Kaiser, is sitting there, Vesasu Doili, Vishuka. And that's what she's doing, Vishuka Dreimoi, that she's either winding or unwinding these spools of thread on the reel. And now Omalah said, Shuba Chananya said, Nu, Shapirta, Mr. Risa, Diavloch, Elikai. After all, that was your desire, your request, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should go and give you a reel. Are you happy with this reel? Amralei, so she said, Eimalei Lekecha, Tima Toiva, go back to the Rabbi Nishloim, and say to him, Lishkol Mai Diavli. I was hoping to get reel, but I didn't mean to go and become a mitzviras and have to sit here b'shuk and remember all the rest.
Bizyonis.
And all the bizyonis, exactly right. So, Boyishim should take back what he gave me. Amalah, so Shum Chanani answered, Avakad Yidan, Meyav Yoyin Mishko Loi Shokho. Inz Raboyishim gift of a net mishtrik. In other words, he's not an Indian giver. He's happy to go and give you the real, whatever you want, but he doesn't take back. With that, we ended this story, a series of stories between Rabbi Shuv Chananya and the Kaiser, and the daughter of the Kaiser, and now we move on weiter. We come back a little bit to our Haluchas Lagavi Behemis. First, we get off a little bit into Choshen Mishpat for the next four lines. Amar Yehuda, Shor Krastan Ufrastan, Rav Reishe, Rav Ginufse. If you want to know the description of a shor, Krasta means it has a big, big belly, it has a big stomach, Uprastan, and it has wide hoofs, from Russian prosois, and mafris parsa, wide hoofs. Rav Reishi, it has a big head, Rav Gnufsein, it has a big tail. The chiluf of a chamar, and big faket by the chamar, by a chamar, by an eisel, that by a chamar, it has a smaller stomach, smaller hooves, a smaller head, and a smaller tail. Freik Timura, mazel tov. Lamai naf gemina, who cares? Rav Yehuda is one of the Talmudic giants. You should go and tell his masses, but the big shvans, the kleine shvans, suppose it's me naf gemina. Yimura le mekach u memker. The Rashi is silent on mekach u memker, but many of the Mepharshim explain what means mekach u memker. If you didn't stipulate you're a lekeach, you're a purchaser, you go to the seller, you make up a contract, I want to buy a shor for $500. Yeah. Maskin. I'm going to deliver it in a week from now. Fine. So they didn't write anything in the contract more than $500 for a shor. So the minimum that you should expect, says of Yehuda, is that the shor should have as a bright deli. It should have big hooves, a big head, and a big tail. If you get a shor that is deficient in one of these, you can go and give it back and say, that's not what I bought from you. I want to go. So you have all of that's built in automatically. Obviously, you can have your lawyer write in that no warranties and no, and take it as is.
As is.
Yeah, where is as is? Yeah, 100%. But if you didn't write that, and you just said, I'm buying from you a shor, it has to have all of these parts.
Full kahana, Messiah kahana.
Oh, fine. Vomra vihida. Shari shahikrav. Vishtai mikaloi. Vishtai. Vomra vihida. Shari shahikrav udumarisha. Now we're getting a little bit Rabbi Yisai into agadita. We haven't had that much agadita in Kulin. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have a fair amount of agadita. Vomra vihida. Shari shahikrav udumarisha. Karen achas hoysaloi b'mitzchai. So in the article it says we bring this Rabbi Hida because we just had another memra of Rabbi Hida. However, yeah, with all due respect to the article, it could be it's because yesterday in the Gemara we had that there's a behemoth by the name of Keresh that only has one horn, besides a unicorn. Yeah. And the Gemara, you remember, told us that this had huge quantities and huge proportions. What was the case about the Keresh? The Gemara, you remember, said about a little bit halfway down, Keresh is Tavia Debei Ilui, a Tzvi. Tavia is a Tzvi, means a deer from a forest called Bei Ilui. And we said that in between one ear and the other ear was Teisha Amisa, 9 Amis, which is approximately 18 feet in this huge Keresh. Okay, anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, the Umra Bihida says Rabbi Hida, Shor Shehikrav Udomarishan brought a korban l'Hashem. It also had Keren Achas Hoysaloi b'mitzchot, similar to the Keresh that we spoke about yesterday. It only had one horn extending from its Meitzah, from its forehead. Shnem, it says in the Pasuk, the seat of l'Hashem, Mishor Par Makren Mafres. What does this mean? This is a Pusik in Tillim, and David HaMelech says, Rabbi Nishlach, the seat of Hashem, I want that my shirais v'sishbuchais here in the Tehillim should be better, should be nicer, accepted by the Rabbi Nishlal even more than the shor par makrin mafris that Uda Marishan was makriv when he was at the time of Uda Marishan. So now, we just said now that shor was Karen Achas. The obvious question is, where did it say in the Pusik that it had Karen Achas? If anything, makrin Tarti mashma. The word makrin sounds like it had two karnai. So Rashi explains, not that the word makrin means one karna, two krunas, or five krunas, but push it because, says Rashi, shekain stam shvurim. Your normal shor has karnai, and the choir and the makrin means two karnai. So where do you take it from that we're only talking about one karen? Amram Nachman, mi karen ksif. You're right, it says makrin. However, if you look it up in Tillim, you'll see there's a yud missing between the reish and the nun, and so therefore it's like a creek sieve. You could read it mikaren. Why did David HaMelech write it mikaren? He could have written makaren with a yud. Go and tell you that in fact this Uda Marishans was only a one karen and not two kanai.
It was nicer, it was prettier than two.
Why was it the Kudosh Baruch Hu created that way?
Yeah, I mean, why was that? What was the mala of that?
You want to know what the significance is?
Okay, fine, just say something. Maybe it's prettier. In fact, my tefillah should be better than that one. The Pasuk Yilam Makrin, Sir Gusham, right?
Kikuran or Punos.
That's the passage. That you understand, then you understand.
That's not the Gemara.
I understand, but then you understand.
You'll see the next trick. I understand what you're saying. Rabbi Yosef Dwyer, who's with us, tells us that Pushim Shat, you could learn Makran, means that it's shining.
It's filler should be shining.
It says like by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kikuran or Punos. So that David HaMelech is asking that his tefillah should shine even more than the shining carbon that was brought by Uda Marishan. This pshat Rabbi Yisai shines. It's a brilliant pshat.
The PTA, your sun is shining. Shining.
Very good. I hope you got a lot of such nachas reports. Anyway, Umar of Nachman, Mikaren, Ksip. The Umar of Yehida. Nachar of Yehida. And now we're going to continue talking about the Shor, Shehikr, Udam, Harishan, Karnav, Koyin mois lepar soisav, shenemar v'sitav l'Hashem, mishor par makrin mafres. Makrin v'reisha, v'huder mafres. What the Gemara is telling us is, a normal, regular shor is not born a huge shor of 500 or 1,000 pounds or more. A regular shor is born like a small egel or egla, a kleinschiger calf. When these kleinschiger calves are born, they don't have horns. Just like Lahavdil, when a baby is born, it doesn't have teeth. It only grows teeth a year, 2 years, 3 years later. Same thing, a shard doesn't grow horns when it's still a baby. This was special, that this shard that Una Marishan brought was still a baby shard. However, it looked like it was already 2 or 3 years old. And in fact, Rashi points out that the term shard par is both repetitive as well as inconsistent, because the word shar, says Rashi, even shar ben yoimai kari shar, a shar, its first day of birth, even though it's a small little calf, you could call it shar, because we know the Torah says, shar oi chesed oi eis ki yivale, a shar when it's born. So what do we see from that pasuk? That a shar ben yoimai is kuri shar. However, Rashi says, when it says par, par always means it's at least a ben shulash. Ben shulash doesn't mean 3 years old, it means it's in its third year. It's already celebrated its second birthday, and now it's creeping into the third year. So, zachshver, shor par. So, zok Rashi, because all, as we'll see in the Gemara is going to tell us in another minute or two, that all of the beshefanishes, all the creations that Baruch Hu created, and during the Sheish and Mebreishes, they were all created, the Koimasa Nivra, with their full Koima, yeah, with their full height full, and weight full, and volume. In other words, they weren't born babies and then they grew, but rather they were already born fully developed animals, and the same thing with Havdo, human beings. And therefore, Zuktach Rashi, I mean it, that the shore that Udom Rishon brought as a carbon was originally under the ground, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Udom and all of the animals, Minu HaDoma. So then Kodesh Baruch Hu said, okay, shor, come on out. And then the shor burst out. And what came out first? Its head together with the karnayim. And that's what we mean here in the Pusik. The makrin bereisha, as opposed to your normal baby shor that would be born without horns, since this was fully developed, it came straight out of the ground with the horns on its head, maloi kaimusa. So makrin bereisha, the head emerged first together with the horns, or the mafris, and only later on did the hooves come out, and that's why the makrin goes before the mafris in the pus.
I don't want to push it, but
the nachum
what I said before.
Yeah.
Shine.
Yeah.
Mafris spreads. The shine is mafris.
So Rabbi Yosef is now Moisif, ten lechuchem v'yachkam oid, and he said not only makrin means to shine, but mafris means to spread out. So that korban, its shine spread all over, and the shine developed. The whole world was illuminated as a result of this beautiful card. Shkoya.
I wish that short po, El Shosh Peter Power, who's a friend for Dick Asher.
Why is it short before Power?
Yeah,
sure.
Sure, because when it was born now, it was day number one of its creation during the Sheish Mei Breishes, and it was created as a part of the fully grown
Shkoya.
Talk more about Messiah of Shiva Lake. That we just said now, that the animal was born with its karnayim already, is alright. What does that mean? The kaimasa means fully developed. The datan, it's interesting to Rashi. The datan says Rashi, Kodesh Baruch Hu told each one of the creatures, creations, to be created. See Rashi, it's about a little bit past halfway down the daf, the datum hoydiyam shiyivrem, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Shor, I'm about to create you." The heim neyosa and they shokum in cup and they said, "Yo, ich b'maskim." I like the idea why the Boishim had to go and ask the behemoths whether they're interested in being.
So
I bazoish taitu in Chazal.
Nasa udam
actually.
Well,
who did he speak to? Okay, we're not up to it yet. I mean, it's slowly. They were created fully coined, fully developed. The Tata Nivri, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kefreit, the Bahamas. You want to be created? I'm going to Zuk, Yo. And he asked the Shor, "Are you sure?" "Yes, I'm sure." They were masking. The Oysa means they were masking. They agreed to the proposal.
Wow. Yeah, the Zvyoinim means we should mock them. The animal picked what the missing should be.
They picked what the Torah. We didn't get to Tzvyoinim. Now that Tzvyoinim, Nivri is a question. Tzvyoinim, bin mus shabachu lehem. Kodesh Baruch Hu created them in the form that they desired. In other words, the hippopotamus which gewolt on the zoi and the elephant which gewolt on the lange nose and the shore gewolt on the zwei kanai and the chamor gewolt on a small belly. Each one of them created a Kadosh according to their request.
Wow.
What's Wilt's thing, right? You go to the Havre, you go to a restaurant. What's Wilt's thing? Devil on chicken, devil on fleisch, devil on a sandwich.
They gave a menu. Jeder Beheime wants to show off. Beheime wants to show off.
Yeah. Exactly.
He wants to be different than the other guy.
As if the Beheime will show off. Ehrlich, eat. Let's show off. As if we get.
Okay, anyway. The Tzivi in the Vroi, Shenemer, says, Buz, Vaychili, Hashmaim, Buz, Bechol Tzivuam. Atik Tzivuam, Ela Tzivyoinam. So they were created in the form exactly like they desired, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created according to their wishes. We're going to have Rabbi Chanina Bar Puppa again on the Umid base. Remember Rabbi Chanina Bar Puppa. What does this Pusik mean? Pusik says, Sarhu Oilam Amorai. Sarhu Oilam doesn't mean Rabbi Nishloim, says Rashi, Malach Hamamina. To do a Malach, Efshad, this is a Malach Matat. So a Malach which is in charge, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm creating all of the trees, leminei, each one according to its min, its species." Nasa deshuam kal v'chayim ba'atzman. Deshuam means the vegetation, like the grooves, the grass that grows from the ground, and they met a kal v'chayim. Em ritzoyni shel Kadosh Baruch Hu be'irvuvia. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care whether the trees are mixed or they're separate, lama uma leminei b'ilunayis. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu use the expression leminei, each one to its different type and different species? V'oy, neviden, kal v'choymen, umadach ilunayis she'en darkan lutzeis b'irvivya. When the ilunayis are planted and when they grow, they typically don't grow one on top of the other. The planter goes and plants them 25 feet away, 50 feet away. As you know, the Imur Baba Basra, you have two next door neighbors, you have to make sure not to plant your tree too close to the gvil, yes, because indeed, that could undermine the other person's elon, the other person's bar, ikedoyma, mm-hmm. Anyway, so normally you make space between a revach to see me, bein eider, uvein eider, between one tree and the other. So madach ilurish in the argument is bevivia. They anyway are not normally planted in such a way that they should be all mixed together. But Rabbi Yisai, Ilunois, each one should be separate, don't mix together. Uni, we the shuim, we the desha, the vegetation and the grass, al achaz kama be kama, the nechamad and abanda, we should not be be'irvivya, and therefore miyad kol echad be'echad, yutza leminai. Every one of the desha, every one of the grass, they went and came out separately as separate species. Husach, sara oilem omar. So now the Malach HaMemina comes out and says, Rabbi Nishloilem, Yihi Chvoid Hashem Li'oilem, Yismach Hashem Ma'asav. What means Yismach Hashem Ma'asav? Look at the last Rashi. Shekulon Zehirin B'mitzvoisav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command the Desha and the Asuvim that they have to be separate, but nevertheless they took it upon themselves as a Zehiris B'mitzvus. Rabbi Nishloilem makes the Chfrayim, you should go and have happiness and joy with the creations that you created on this world, that they do your mitzvahs, even though you didn't tell them expressly. Kadosh Baruch Hu said expressly to the Ilunais, Leminei. But he didn't say anything, Legabe, the Desha, that it has to be Leminei. But Lamasa, when it came out of the ground, it did come Leminei. Why? Because they figure that they're called Bechoyimah, it's in the Ilunais. Yismach Hashem Masa, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have every reason to be happy with your Masa.
He didn't ask them. He didn't say anything.
See, even though they were not mitzvah v'oisa, yeah, they did it. They did the mitzvah anyway. Exactly. Just like there are a lot of mitzvahs that women do not have, and they do it anyway.
Uh-huh.
So they were not mitzvah. They were not mitzvah.
I understand what you said before. What Rashi says,
back
to Joina, that they chose how they should look.
Ah, okay.
This is how they chose. I just have that now.
Okay.
Very good. That's Rashi. That's
Kenaina Ishan.
It's
Makrin. Makrin.
No,
it's Ravina. So Ravina now, based on this chazal,
beautiful.
We know that there is a din of hakumas. Excuse me, there's a din of kilayim, and specifically there's a din of being marked, meaning just like you're not allowed to go and plant two different seeds together, a wheat seed together with a grape seed, because of kilayim, you're not supposed to be marked different meaning one on the other. Marked means to graft one on the other. Fragt jetzt Ravina. Hirkev shnei deshuam ze al gav ze. You took two different species of vegetation, it was up a gruz, and you were marked of the two together. Is that a problem? Remember, who did we have? Reb Chanina bar Poppa. Reb Chanina bar Poppa mahi. Reb Chanina bar Poppa was the one that said that the deshe made a kal v'choymer from the ilunois, that they were yoitze, each one leminoi, or lemineim. Fragt yimur mahi. Kiven deloi kusa behi leminei loy mechai. In the tzivoy, the gabe the ilunos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that all the ilunos should come out l'minei. The gabe the tzivoy from the desha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't say that they have to l'minei. They did it on their own, like Rashi said, kilim zehidim mitzvoyz. And even though they didn't have a tzivoy, they did it voluntarily. And zukti mura kim lekuf tzivoy l'minei l'mechayim. Since the Torah didn't give a tzivoy, maybe there's no din of being marked one or the other. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I don't care, do whatever you want. I do makimen the askim ayyadai. Lamasa, they decided on their own to do what the Rabbi Shalom wanted by the trees. They did on their own. And Rashi adds Yadai Kadosh Baruch Hu was hiskim al yodam. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yo git kitin, I'm very tzifrin. Yes machashim amasa. It's kimandach zibilimanai dami. So maybe it's as if it would certainly mean I, and therefore there's a din now of harkuv, just like you now would be mark of two ilunai, you now would be mark of two dishun. So to my taiki tish be a tar. Was look to Rabbi Yosef?
Look at Rashi.
Yeah. Come on. Tap Rashi.
The ilun not the tap Rashi. In the back.
In the back.
I'll be to use some.
Yeah.
With room and air, but to use some, but to use some in
right. Exactly.
I'll be to use some name Masriya Yisrael and Minayi.
100%.
So that's the maximum you do.
No, 100%. The Yosef is pointing out, once again, stressing and emphasizing that when it comes to the trees, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that we're going to create the trees, l'minai, each one according to its min. However, by the Tachi Uritz Desha, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't say that it has to be each one to a separate min. But afterwards, when they were created, they did come out l'minai, each one separately, because they wanted Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though he didn't give them that mitzvah. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu will show happen. Now we have the Shaala, whether if you're marked it, are you over or not, on the Isra of Harkuvus, we
were.
Now this is one of the most famous Chazalim that almost every kid knows, I think. That's obviously referring to the sun and the moon. And it's titled Gidoylim, which sounds like they're both Shuvah and the same size. Muragudl is referring, of course, to the sun. Muragudl is referring to the moon. And Omri Yerech of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. How did you get this major change from the Ma'uris HaGdoylim to the Gudol Mitekut? It says, the Gemara, the Reach came in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nishalayim, Efshin Lishnei Meluchim Shishtamshi B'Keser Echad, is it possible for two kings to go and be Mishtamish at the same time? Every Melicha has to have one king. You can't have two kings. So how can you have two Shemesh and Yireach are the same size? It's Kaikish. Baruch Hu Yizuk B'Skerech, Omalol Lechim Yati Es Atzmech. You should go and make yourself the smaller one. In other words, you're right, I don't want to make both of you kings. The Shemesh is going to be like the president, and you're going to be the vice president. You're going to be number two. Amr Lefunav, so now the Yireach was quite upset. Rabbi Nishlon, Hoyv Yamarti Lecha Dover Hogan, you agree that what I said was proper, because you went and you were mamamit me. Amr Tesatzmi, why don't you go and tell the Shemesh? See, the kin of a sinner didn't grow up now in the 21st century. Yeah. It already started from the times of the Cham and Labuna. The Labuna was already jealous. Machtem grois, macht mir klein. Rashi and Chumash says that's why it says Esa Kechuvim, that Baruch Hu wanted to appease the moon and gave him some Kechuvim, so Hamda Gantza
Pamali.
Yeah. However, Argamur doesn't bring that from a Medrash, but Argamur has a whole dialogue now, Kaviyuchel, between the Rabbi Yishalayim and the Yerech. Omalos, because Baruch Hu said to the Yerech, you know what? Lachi umishol biyom of a laila. I'm going to give you something special that the sun doesn't have. The sun is only during the day. Yeah. Until now, you, Yireach, were only at night. I'm going to let you shine, not only at night, but even during the day also, 24 hours. Oh, that's a nice way to appease the Yireach. However, the Yireach was not appeased. Amalei, my rebusei, bus habach defin, bishraga b'tiara mayahani. If you go and light a candle, and you walk around with it during the day in the street, people look at you as if you're a Mishigener. Baruch Hashem, there's plenty of light. You don't need the Areyach during the day. It's already all lit up. Amalas. Rabbi Yisrael got a good point. Zil limni b'chol Yisrael yom mishunim. You know what? We're going to go and count all the days and all the years. Yidden are going to do it based on the lunar calendar, based on the moon. Our months don't have 31 days. They only have 29 or 30 days. Ikedoyma, all based on the new Chodesh, right? Makadish the Chodesh. We're going to see when the new Levuna is. Machkidish Levuna. So Al Sazan Levuna, Levuna. Ah, so this way I'll appease you.
Ruby the center.
Relay, so the Yireach answered and said, Yoimanami I Efshe the Luni May, to Loit Muni Bay, Tikifisa. You're not going to let the sun off the hook. We're going to continue. Even Yidlach are going to go and count the solar calendar as well for the Tikifites. This is referring to both of the Ma'iras, the sun and the moon. Now, what does that mean that we're going to continue counting the Tkifos? You all know that the Torah Shteitach, that the Gabe, the Pesach, has to be Chodesh Uviv. So Rashi and Chumash tells us already, what is the Chodesh Uviv? Always make sure it's in the springtime. And how do you accomplish that? That's by making every 2 or 3 years, making an Ibiyur, making a leap year. Seven times in 19 years. Because if you didn't make the Ibiyur, then slowly but surely, since there's a difference of 11 days between the 340 days of the lunar year and the 365 of the solar year, every year the Pesach would keep on creeping backwards and backwards. So in other words, it starts off nowadays, April time, beginning of the spring, but then 11 days, it's soon going to be in the middle of the winter, and then another couple of years, the middle of the summer, and then in the middle of the fall, and so on and so forth, etc. Spring is before the summer, and fall is after. So you see that we do count to the sun as well. I'm no special anything. You're counting all to the solar year. I know what, I have a way to appease you. Zil likri tzadiki bishmech. We're going to go and call the Allah Tzaddikim for the Allah Doiris in your name. Mm-hmm. What means in your name? Just like we said that the Yireach is called the Mu'ar HaKutan. Oh, Yaakov Avini is called in the Pusik Yaakov HaKutan, Shmiel HaKutan, and David HaKutan. Where is there a Pusik of Yaakov HaKutan? He brings here down below, number Gimel. V'oimar Hashem Elikim Chadalnu Miyukim Yaakov Kikutan Hi. Oh, Yaakov has a name, Kutay. And the same thing is the Gabe Shmiel, Rashi brings a Pusik, and the Gabe David HaMelech, that's in Dalit, David Hi HaKutah Nishloish HaGdoilim Holchi Achashur. So therefore, every one of the greatest tzaddikim, I'm going to call them Kutah because of you, and everybody will remember, oh, Yireach is Kutah, there is Kutah.
Menashe HaKutah, no.
Yeah, okay. Mura left it out.
Yeah.
So the Mura Chaziyat Oli Kameis Vadata, and his Baruch Hi saw that after everything is said and done, all of these wonderful offers, the moon was still not sufficient. It was not appeased. Oh, Mekadosh Baruch Hu. And this is one of the strangest gemara, most unique gemaras. Mekadosh Baruch Hu, Hevi Kapur Olai Shemiatati Es Yireach. You know what, Yireach? I feel bad. And I'm going to go and bring a kapura on me that I was mamayit you. What kapura could there be? And him Rishu Melokish Manishtana Sur Shulrish Chodesh Shenem Arboy LaHashem. Every other one of the seirim that you bring throughout the year on Uliyim Toivim says Usir Izim Echad Chatas or Sur Sir Chatas Echad. But it doesn't say LaHashem. By Rish Chodesh it says Usir Izim Echad LeChatas LaHashem. No Oy Basoy. Why does it say LaHashem? Kadosh Baruch Hu Sur Zeh Yehi Kapur Olai. Kadosh Baruch Hu says about himself, Kavi Yuchel, I want to have a kapura. Shemiyati Yisirei. Now all the Mefarshim ask that this gemura is not nisht to verstehen. Because after all, who do we bring karbunas for? For the Rebbeinu Shlom. And we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm bringing you this karbon chatas, this karbon ushav, be mechaper on any avera that I did. Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing karbunas to himself, that he should be mechaper on himself. This defies human logic. And therefore, Barry told me yesterday he's going to repeat the Masayda Sashas from Masechta Shviyas Daf Tes. Would you like to share that with us, Barry?
Wow.
Barry, you still there? 1 second, we don't hear you. I admit it, we have to put you on loudspeaker here.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Wonder people would you just say. I didn't hear any of your comments, that's why I didn't react. So you're gonna have to repeat them all. Barry, what would you want to say? Shvi is daf tes.
Shvi is daf tes.
And
so the story that Shah says there is that so Sakaboma, they must have the show of Ishmael, Shakok Boga Basna Ima. And who mentions this Gemara, Saman Amid Bain, it occurs to me, when we were learning in the previous master, that really the story has Sodos is not just on the story of the moon and the sun, but also on Amid Alam, on the story of the Bas Pisa, the Bas Melech. And she, Kvoda is Panima, and she's exposed by the coming of James Saras, and she's brought the shock. So it seems to me there's a connection between these two stories, that the moon is, as it were, pushed out into the daytime, like normally, because like Bas Kesar, the moon says something audacious to a very oracle. The moon is punished by being pushed out day and night. The same way the Vastasia is pushed out day and night.
Okay.
It's a parallel between the two stories.
Okay, very nice. Shkoya, Shkoya.
I want to add something.
One second, before you add something, for those of you that are listening to the recording and didn't hear what Barry told us,
yes.
In On Daf Tes Amud Aleph in Sechta Shavuos, this Gemara is repeated there about Amiatias Ayireach. Says the Hagoyes Vitzionim, says the Mesoyes Hashas, Zeu Soid Misoidois HaKabula. This is very Kabbalistic. Ve'en Havinoi Kimashmoi. You cannot understand it. Pushup Shat. Chas V'shulim. You're going to go and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking a Kapura for himself. To himself. Doesn't make sense. So we don't understand. Ki Kol Kibuda Basmei V'Panima. Everything that has to do with a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kabbiyuchos Panima has a lot of panimias which we may not understand. Wizzle Tevrei.
I want to add something. Magid Shir said something very, very, very important. He didn't say it, he didn't mean it that way, but it comes out from that. That we think that Kin and Tava started today. It started already then. That's what he said. It started already then.
Oh.
And that's what the Baruch Hashem is saying. Since it all started from me viewing this thing with the Chama and the Lavuna, so Mela. Therefore, that's what the Yidden continue today, with that mahalach, being a kapura for me, that I caused all this strife among people.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
Anyway, there's a toisis back on Daf Tes that also explains it. In addition to the Maseres Hashas, the toisis on Shavuos on Daf Tes Umad Aleph says Sur Zeh Yehei Kapur Olai Pirish Ba'aruch. Sur zeh kapur li Yisrael. This is not a kapur for the Rabbi Yisrael. Kulim. It's a kapur for Klal Yisrael. V'alai l'kvoya zman kapur zi. And I, the Rabbi Yisrael, have to decide when will this kapur take place throughout the year. V'kavati b'rush choydish. L'hofiz da'ata shel yareach. I want the yareach to have an appeasement. V'usayis, as we know, every rush choydish is attached to the yareach. You first had to have the two Edom come into the Sanhedrin and to go and say, we were witnesses, we saw the new moon. Ah, now it's a new moon. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu especially said, Klal Yisrael, you need to bring this special Karbin Sur Lechatos, a Kapura for you. But to remind ourselves, as to do the Grois Yireach, that Nebuch I diminished its prestige by making it smaller, I'm now going to give him a shtickle, an ayin toiv to the Yireach, that every time we're going to go and bring this carbon, especially in the Chodesh, because that's like the happy birthday for the new Levuna, and therefore this will be its happy birthday cake. I hope it's not the Yireach, it should feel good. Oh, because of me, there's a special carbon that Klal Yisrael is bringing for a Kapura.
What's your Sur Lashem?
So Lashem is Sur Ze Kapur Li Yisrael, V'ulai, I, the Rabbi Yisraelim, I have to be koyveya zman kapurazi. When did I shtel avek and the calendar to bring this kapura on Rosh Chodesh? Anyway, that's toisis shviyas daf tes umar alef. Shkoyach. So getting back to Shkoyach Barry for reminding us of that beautiful Maseres Hashas. And the more it gets right, Ravasi Rami, we're 7 lines or so into the wide lines, towards the beginning of the line. Ravasi Rami, Ksiv Shtayin Pusik Vatoitzia Oret Desha, Beklas B'Shabata. This was on Tuesday, in other words, the third day of the Sheches Mebreches. Uksiv B'Cholsia Chasuda Terem Yia Ba'oret, and that is talking about the Malei Shabbos. That's talking on Erev Shabbos. The Pusik itself doesn't say Befeirish, that's talking about Erev Shabbos, but if you look at the Pusik in its entirety, that's Ois Zayin in the third Ora Shulayim, Kol Sia Chasuda Terem Yia Ba'oret, V'Chol Eisiv Vasuda Terem Yitzmach. There's no Sia Chasuda, there's no Eisiv Vasuda, there's no vegetation, there's no grass. Why? Kiloi Him Tirashem Elikim Al Ha'urat V'Udam Ayim Avoydes Adumah. There's no person yet that needs the benefit of vegetation, of things growing from the ground. I'm going to wait until Udam Rishon is born. When was Udam Rishon created? Of course, on Friday, on the sixth day. Now, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to allow for the Siya Hasuda and for the Esev Hasuda Terem Yitzmach. Now it'll grow. So getting back to you, what's going on over here? So first we start off with a stira. Stira number one, it said, V'chol Siya Hasuda Terem Yibar. I'm sorry, no good. First Pusik is V'toytzi Aretz Desha, and that was on Tuesday. So presumably, if any one of us would have been born at the time, we would have seen all the greenery on the ground.
Well, Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Or at least on Tuesday night. Wednesday morning would have seen Baruch Hashem, it's full of Desha. Uksiv, and then it says only 3 days later on Erev Shabbos, B'chol Siya Chasuda Terem Yibaretz. Nothing has sprouted yet. Everything is woodish. So no chalz toyu v'vayu. That happened only the Malei Shabbos and Erev Shabbos after Udam Rishon was born. Why? They were all there, but they were still subterranean underneath the surface. Udam Rishon came and said, we need the food, we need the growth, we need the Bishuam, the Esev, and in the future we're going to need the fruits and the vegetables. And because of that, the Yardi Gishom, Kadosh Baruch Hu went and had the rain, Betzamchi, and then it all sprouted and it came from underneath the ground and now it all emerged to the surface. Lamedcha, what's the... Why are we telling us this? Kadosh Baruch Hu Misavu Tvilushin Shel Tzadikim. Even though a Kadosh Baruch Hu could have created the Deshem at the Esim and let it sprout already on day number three, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wait for Udam Rishon to go and be Misavu. So in fact, the Gemara tells us now a story of Nachman Bar Kokhba.
My father used always to say,
Shvil
Bar Abriven has Tfilah. He said to Koyach HaTfilah.
Koyach HaTfilah. Very good. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. So our Gemara says, Rav Nachman
Bar Kokhba. 100%.
Rav Nachman
Bar Kokhba. Zayashayim.
So instead of Rav Nachman Bar Kokhba on the side, it says Rav Chanina Bar Kokhba. Anyway, it says, Havilei Hayi Ginsa. He had a Gina. Gina means a garden. Shudi Bei Bizruni. And he spread out all types of seeds. Like tzumach, and nothing grew. He was quite upset. Boy rachmi et kizuk tilim and et kedavim. Usa mitra, and then it started pouring. But tzumach and Baruch Hashem, then everything sprouted and grew. Omar, hayid Ravasi. Oh, it's like Ravasi said. Ravasi said that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't automatically cause everything to grow. He waits to hear the tefillah shel tzadikim.
Tefillah helps.
Tefillah always helps. No question.
Tefillah oisa mechza.
Tefillah oisa mechza. Beautiful. So Gemara Yetz Vayita, Rav Chunan Bar Ruva, Hashasiya Beriyah Befnei Atzmihi, Sheyesh Lo Shnei Gavin Ushnei Shedruois. What is this all about? As you know, there's a list of all of the non-kosher animals, both in Parshas Shmini and in Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Shmini, it says, these four are no good, the Gumal, the Shufan, the Arneves, and the Chazir. The first three, because although they are Maligera, but they're not Mafres Parsa. And Fakert, the Gabi the Chazir, Chazir Mafres Parsa, but it's not Maligera. That's all well known.
Yeah.
That's in Parsha Shmini. However, in Parsha Re'eh, the Torah throws in an extra word. So if you have Ois Ches of the Torah Ora Shulayim, Ach Ezeh Loi Soichli, Mi Mali Hagera, Umi Mafrisei Har Parsa Hashasiyah, Es Hagumal, V'es Harneves, V'es Hashofan, Ki Maligera Heima, etc. And the next pusik says v'esachazir. Now the Torah, the Gemara is bothered by this word mafrise haparsa hashasiya. Pushipshat, you can go and learn mafrise haparsa. In Parshas Shmini, it says v'shoyse shesa parsa. Shoyse shesa parsa means it's not just that the hooves are split,
but they're split from the beginning to the end. In other words, from front to back, not just partially. Because there's some behemoths and chayus which only have a half of a splitting, nisht agans. So there's a mafrisa parisa pishashas shesa parisa babahime, in gans and split.
What's the touch of shesa?
It means totally split. So you could learn over here the same thing, mafrisa parisa hashasia. That hashasia is just like the shoyse shesa parisa that you have in parisa shmini. However, Rav Chunan Baruva Agata Kabula, that Shasiya here means the name of another non-kosher animal. Pushipshatz in Nishtazoi, because you see the Pusik says, as the loisoi chlimatunish asin, mipala gema frisia parsa, hashasiya. Then it starts as a gumu, as a nevis, as a shuvah. If hashasiya is part of the list, it should have said, as the loisoi chlimala gema frisia parsa. So that's not the push-up.
Yeah, that's the push-up.
I'm sorry, Nachum.
Much bigger eye.
More bigger eye.
It should have said see you at the end by Chazal.
Because
those things, the Gummel and the Nevis and Shofan, the problem is because it's not Malagaira. And Ashir, the problem because I'm a free separatist.
Very good.
So you think that together with Chazal.
So be better to even have the next pussy. Very nice. Beautiful. Shkoyach. So therefore says the Gemara, that the word Shasiya over here come to tell us that there's another animal besides these three or four. And that's called that Shasiya Berbe Fnei Atzmi.
What's this Shasiya? What's your type of behema?
You tell you what type of behema? Yeah. You'll see. Shiyesh Vashnei Gavin, it has two backs, Vashnei Shadrois, and two spines. Did you ever see a behema like that?
No.
No, I also not. So maybe it was only for that dog. As you know, it says by the Elim Adomen and the
Yotchoshim.
Choshen. Zuk Tachnashi, that this was only for that generation and not for all generations. So maybe this also, this seer, was a one generational thing.
The carriage also.
The carriage also. Did you ever see a unicorn? Yeah. Pictures I've seen.
Only one.
Okay, anyway.
No, but when was it? Only one.
But Udamarishan got Makrimafis. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so let me get back to it. So this is a special Shnei Gavin and Shnei Shadruis. The reason why he says that seer was Shnei Gavin and Shnei Shadruis. Zugn the Mafarshim, that just like Shrishas Shesash Tei Prusais Babahaima means totally split, here too, its back was split into two, and the Shedra was split into two. And that's the relationship to the word Hashasiya, that had a double. Good. Frankly, Mara Bechimosh Rabbaini, Kenigi Hoya, Oi Blistri Hoya, that was my Kenigi Blistri, says Rashi. Kenigi means a Tzod Chayos, was he a hunter, or Blistri? Was he an archer, a Moira Bekeshes? How is Moshe Rabbeinu going to know the Allah Bahimus and the Allah Chayes? Says the Gemara, Mikan Shiva La'ima Ein Torah Min HaShemay. Anybody that tells you the Torah was written by some Bible critics and scholars over the years, this is ridiculous. This is Kfira. It's all Min HaShemay. Because Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, the scientists with the Allah Groysa Chachum Min HaVoynim, still have not been able to identify any animal besides the three animals, the four animals in the Torah, the three of the Gumel and Nevis and Shufan, that all three of them are Maligera, but not Mafrisa Parsa. And Chazar is the only one that's Mafrisa Parsa, not Maligera. There is no other animal, Nish in Africa and Nish in Australia, and not in the North Pole and not in the South Pole. That's a raya that the Torah is Menashemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was not a hunter or an archer. The Kaddish Baruch Hu showed him each one, those scissors. And there's nothing more than these. And of course the Shtiyah, which apparently was only one time in history, because I don't know of any recent observations of the Shasiyah. Omlet of Chizdar of Tachlifa Baravina, Zilk, Soif, Knigi, Ublistri, Bagadatech, Ufarsha. We just heard now about Moshe Rabbeinu, Knigi, Ublistri. Did you ever hear these terms before in Shas? And the answer is no. Therefore, this Rav Chizda liked the sound of these two words, Kenigia Blistri. He says, you know what? Tachlifa Baravima, go and do me a favor. Go and write down this Ashtikal Agadata that we just learned now, and make sure to throw in the words Kenigia Blistri, because they shine. It was like the Makrin that you had before from Rav Yosef. These are beautiful words, like there's poetic words. They really have a nice sound to them. Write it down. Uparsha ultimum farish. What does it mean? Because otherwise, Kenigi Blistri was mindless. Tell this is a hunter and this is an archer. Since we had this Chazal, the Gemara brings now another similar chazal. Chamesh Asani Plishtim. Now this is a pusik not in the Torah, but this is a pusik in Yehoshua. And it says in Yehoshua that there are Chamesh Asani Plishtim. Five Sani. Sani means ministers of the Plishtim. What are the five? Vazati, Vashdoidi, Vashkoloni, Hagiti, Akroini, Vo'avi. The problem, Rabbi Yisai, is if six. You count them, six. There are six. Azati and Ashdoidi are two, Ashkeloni and Giti are four, Ekraini and Avim are six. Oma Chamisha says Chamisha Sarni Plishtim, Vachushav Shita, and then after that he goes and lists six of them. Om Rabbi Oynesin, Arvanki Shalahem Chamisha. Arvanki says Rashi means the Chashivim of the six, the real Chushiva, that was the first five.
Generals.
And the Avim were the Zoi, it's a Tzigit Shepet, you know, as if you were talking about five major regions, like five major countries, and also the small little town that had 12 people, just like Nitzi, the Avim. Since Avim was not so Chushe, that's why he said the five Sarnei Plishtim.
All major cities,
even today, Ashkelon, yeah, all these are part of the, what was at one time called the Plishtim.
Ashdod,
yeah, exactly. Ashdod, 100%. And Aza is what we call today Gaza, unfortunately. Yeah. In Hebrew, they call it Aza. We call
Aza,
it Gaza.
Correct. Gaza.
Anyway, so bottom line is that the Mura, Omer, Yoinesin, Arvanki Shulahen Chamisha. Arvanki means the five Rechushim. Now, did you ever hear the word Arvanki? Someone like Avtachizl, Avtachlifa, Baravina, like we just said before. Ksoiv, Arvanki, Barakadatecha, I want you to write this Shtikl Torah in your collection of Agodois, and use the word Avanki, Vasaklin, such a nice word, Kenigi, blisteri, Avanki, Uparshan, of course, explained what the Avanki means, and it means Choshev Mo'oy. That's why these five, Hamisha Sani Peshtim. Says the Gemara, Upliyad Rav, this Shtikl Torah that we just said, that now Avim is part of the Peshtim. However, it's insignificant compared to the other five, that disagrees with Rav. Gemara Rav, Avim mi Teiman Bui. Avim came from Teiman, from Yemen. Now, why does the Gemara chapun dafka Yemen? So we don't have in front of us a Yehoshua. All of those of you that know Yehoshua by heart, this is very simple. But the next pusik after this, the pusik that we just quoted, Yehoshua Yud Gimel says Chamesh Asani Plishtim, Hazati Vashdoidi Vashkoloni Hagit Vakroni Avim, and the next pusik says Teiman. Says the Gemara, really you should put the stop afterward at Kroini, and the Avim goes together with it. Not that we mean physically you should go and make the change, but the Gemara has the Kabbalah that you read the Azim, Avim, and the Teiman together to tell you the Avim were really not from Plishtim, they were originally Taimanisha. And Taimanisha afterwards were Oila or Yoirid, whichever way you look at it, towards the Plishtim and joined the Plishtim. So therefore they were these were migrants. Immigrants that came in, but these were not the authentic, real Plishtim. Zokti Moravaita, Tanya Miyochi, Avim Miteiman Bui. Just like we just said. Falama Nikrishman Avim. How did they get the funny name Avim? Shimon is going to give us three answers. Number one, she Ifsi es Mekoyman. Actually, says Ifsi es Mekoyman means that by leaving their original place in Teiman and moving to the Plishtim, they left a Chorvin. Everything became Chorv, everything became destroyed. Because of the fact that it was now uninhabited, and Allah Ganuvim, and Allah Rotzkim, and Allah Gazulim, everybody what they destroyed became a heart. That's alone, Ifsi is Lashon Avim. Dovaracher Avim She'ivi Le'aluis Harbe. Now the Gemara is doing the Aleph Ayin, Mayur Machlef Aleph and Ayin, and Ivi means that they had a desire, a yearning, Le'aluis Harbe for many gods. One of the gods that they had a desire for was the god of the Plishtim, and therefore they all moved to the Plishtim to be able to have Anua from Yenagot. Each one of them was huge, as we'll see in a moment, and anybody that saw them, the word Avis means trembling. When they would go and see Einef in the Chevra, they were totally, a person would melt in their presence.
Wow.
That's, and the Gemara tells us, what was so special? Were they 10 feet tall? Yeah. Were they 500 pounds? Rav Yosef, the Islihi, Shitzri, Dori, Shini, Lecholchad, Vechad. They had 16 rows of teeth for each one. Why did they have the 16 rows of teeth? Zogin Mefarshim, because they were menschenfressers.
What are menschenfressers?
They were cannibals. And to be able to go and dig their teeth into a human being, they had to have 16 rows of teeth to be able to devour an individual.
16?
That's very, very tight, yeah. Anyway, so that's the reason why, because they were cannibals, mentioned first.
The third.
Okay, bite is a tumor. Noch a shtickle agarata until the bottom. Umrim Shimon Lukish, harbin mikruis shiruyen lisroif, behain hain gifei toira. The Gemara is a little bit dramatizing. Chas v'shulam, nobody would ever burn a pusik. It just means that when you look at the pusik in the Chumash or in the Nach, you say to yourself, why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu insert this pusik? Who cares? What difference does it make? And therefore, the Gemara tells us every word in the Torah is holy. Nothing is there just by happenstance. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chas v'shulam, fell asleep and threw in a few words without thinking. Every word in the Torah is very, very chush. Even though we look at it, we look, well, what's the importance of that pusik? They may give it to you. So for instance, he spoke about the Avim, and that's how we get into this. For Avim Hayoshim Bachatzerim Ad Azim. Now, look at the rest of the pusik. It's number Yid in the Torah Rishulam. For Avim Hayoshim Bachatzerim Ad Azim. The Avim that were residing, living from Chatzerim till Azim. Kaftoirim hayoitzim mi kaftor hishmidim vayeshvu sachtam. The Kaftoirim, that was a later nation, came. They came from Kaftor, that's how they got the name Kaftoirim. Hishmidim, they destroyed all of the Avim from Chatzerim and Azav vayeshvu sachtam, and they replaced them. So if you go today, or at least in the times of the Torah, from Chatzerim and Azav, people might say those are the Avim, the Sinishka Avim, these are all Kaftoirim. Frankly, Mora, my nafkalon mina, who cares? Yes. I'll tell you. But Ashbi, Avimelech, Avruam, Avimelech, and Avruam, Gemachta Shvia. And Tishka Leil and Inil and Nechti, that what? That we're not going to go out to Mechoma. What does it say in the Pusik? Vati Shavli Belekim. Haina, Im Tishka Leil and Nechti, Kachesed, Asher Sisi, Imcho, Tasi, Mudivim Urta, Shegar Taba. In other words, we may not be friends, but let's not go to war together.
What's that in Tishkot? Is it touch?
Tishkot is Lushin Sheker. Shishkali Ulnin Nechti. Don't go and lie and deceive me or my kids or my Einikla, Ir Einikla. Stay away. We're going to have a mutual, not necessarily peace, but ceasefire. We're not going to fight.
Oh, my goodness, Baruch Hu.
So now, however, when. Sorry, anybody? Yeah. When Klal Yisrael came to this place, they went and they destroyed the Kaftoirim and they took over. Took to Ma'amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Leisi Kaftoirim lefko mi avim. Dehainu plishtin. Leisi so lefko mi Kaftoirim. Period. What's the Gemara telling us? Since Avimelech and Avruam made such a shvia, so Avruam is not allowed to go and break the shvia, neither him nor the kinder, the Danishtainiklech. So what's going to happen now? In Avim, or in Chatzerim ad Aza, which the Torah refers to as Avim, these were from the Plishtim. Plishtim all were descendants of Avimelech. If that's the case, how did Klal Yisrael go and take over this land? Aren't we violating the bris and the shvia of Avraham Avinu to Avimelech? Therefore, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know what? First, who's going to get rid of the Av and the Plishtim? The Kaftorim. Now the new Kaftorim are there. There's no bris with the Kaftorim. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed now, not just a Shinei Hashem, it's a different folk.
It's
not the Avim anymore, it's not the Plishtim, it's now Kaftorim.
No, you could.
Therefore, you can go and get rid of them.
The Tanya Yonason says last week,
yeah,
Gudim is there, Gudim is there, from Bilam,
stop
the block. Gudim is there. That was the
Gudim
that he made
between
the Melech and him.
Right.
Gudim is there. Gudim is there. That's where he put the block. Because you're not allowed to go to fight. Bilam was going now to go fight with Yisroel.
Okay.
I just cut that now.
That's what
he only says what he said. I'm just saying
what
that
he said. That's what. That's what.
That he, Gudim is there. Gudim is there. The Tanya Yonason says that was the wall that he put. Dasha's Geder Avuna. That was the wall that he made over there between Sichon and between him. Right. Bilam was going to kill to try to hurt Eden.
Yes.
So he showed him that Gudim is there. Here's the gate. Here's the wall that you're not supposed to pass over.
Don't go over the border to the
other. You're not supposed to go outside because this is the side.
Very good. Very,
this
very,
is the side
very,
of what?
Okay.
Why
is upset about the Lushan Hagimura? The Hagu is upset. You're saying Zutra Shlokish, Har Mekru Shirin Israel. I open up a chemish. You know, this pusik I'd like to go and delete, push the delete button. I don't need that pusik. This pusik I'd like to cross out. This pusik I'd like to burn. We can even as a chazachim. He said that the sender says that the minim, the sefer minim, those are the ruin Israel. Mishim by inzim chemish. But by the New Testament, you can go and cross the mountain. Anyway, but getting back to arguments. In this week's parsha that we just had now, in Chikas Bulak that we learned on Shabbos, the Ir Sichon was Melech HaMoyri, and he fought with Moyev. Who cares? My Nafkimina. You now let us start with Moyev. Don't make a fight. Don't make a war. But have an answer. If Sichon first fights with Moyev and takes the property, the Medina, away from. You don't hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, forgive me. Here? If Kadosh says, let Sichon take away from Moyev. And that's how Klal Yisrael will be able to take away this land, not from Moyev, but from Brother Shai. You saying something?
No, I was saying it's Eivar Yard. This is the land Eivar Yard thing. It's Ruben Gun and Chassid Nashe.
Okay, very.
It's not actually part of the original land where it's Yisrael.
Okay, but
and Sichon captures the land to us.
That's the Kashin. That's our connecting word. Find Yom Rav Papa. I'm in a Moyev Tiru B'Sichon. As a result of the fact that Anu and Moyev were first vanquished and conquered by Sichon. So therefore, when Klal Yisrael afterwards fought with Sichon, but you're taking away the property of Amun and Moyev, and it says the Pusik Al-Tutzer is Moyev. You have a similar Pusik by Al-Moyev. It's no longer Amun and Moyev. Amun and Moyev is in Gishar, Abek. They're the refugees in another country. Yeah. Sichon is in charge. Okay, so you're allowed to fight with Sichon and take over the property. Like, Tzidoin and Nikri the Chermoin Sirion, there's a, in the Hurei Chermoin, those are the mountains of Chermoin, which are in the north of Eretz Yisrael. It says that Tzidoinim called the Hurei Chermoin, they called it Syria. And the others called it Snir. Now, the Gemara doesn't quote the whole Pusik. If you go to Yadavid, all the way in the bottom, Tzidoinim Yikru Chermoin Syria, where Moiri Yikru Loi Snir. So therefore, Chermoin has two other titles. Number one, it's called Sirion, and number two, it's called Snare. And now the question is, who cares? So it has two names, three names, 12 names. What's me a chilek? So I'll tell you, the chilek is. Tuna, we learned in the Brice, Snare the Sirion, Mehori Eretz Yisrael. They were from among the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. Malami, Shekol Echa, Be'echa, Me'uma, Sa'oilam, every one of the foreign nations, Kulach, Ubunaloi, Krach, Gudoli, Atzmoi, Veheloi, Al-Shein, Hurei Eretz Yisrael. That what the, every one of the nations from outside Eretz Yisrael, they all wanted to have a shtickle of Eretz Yisrael, sovereignty of Eretz Yisrael. Just like today. Every one of the countries, everybody picks on Israel, and they want a shtickle. They have a shtickle. Lamedcha Shafilu, Hurei Eretz Yisrael. Even the mountains are Chaviven al Umaisu Oila. The Goyim want. What's the Chiddush to govern the mountains? Because normally you want flat land to be able to go and for agriculture to be able to go and plant, or you want to build buildings on it. It's not very practical to go and have
the cliff.
To have a cliff and to have a har. But even that, the Imus HaOlam wanted Chavim HaOlam HaOlam, Kioi Tziboi, like you have in the Pusik, Yeser Om, Hever Oysa Li'orim, that the Om, he was Mavet Orim, meaning that he moved them over, Freitim HaMai Nafkimina, Tulei Likri Li'echav Kalvusa. This is talking about Yosef HaTzadik, and then Yosef, when he made the deal to go and sell all the tzviya, and everybody said, we have no money left, we'll go and give you our livestock, we'll give you our behemoths, we'll give you everything that we have. So he said, yo, and then he went and had everybody move from place to place. Those that lived in Alexandria moved to Cairo. Those that lived in Cairo moved to Alexandria. What was the purpose of that? Rashi says in the Chumash, so they shouldn't call the Yidin
refugees.
Because now every Egyptian was also refugee. Nobody was born locally. Yeah. Everybody moved to a different place. So this is that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be embarrassed and ashamed. You're refugees. My father's Chana Brucha used to say that when the Yidin ran away and many of them came to England during the Second World War, then they didn't call them refugees. They called them refugees. To go and embarrass them and say, we don't need these guys, Just like our president today, we don't need all these migrants that throw them all out and get rid of them. And
rid of
that's
them,
what they felt about the Yidden. Yeah. By Yom Ha'im, refugees instead of refugees.
Refugees.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day.
It's a Galvusa. It's a Galvusa. It's a Galvusa.
I'm sorry, not Gulis.
Gulis.
I'm broadcasting from during Sukkot time. This is a Sikkah. Throughout the year, it's an extra room, an annex to